history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Doo-doo-doo. Doctor Who noises. Hello, Rob.
Good morning.
How are you going?
Cold scalpel of knowledge. That's the best line ever.
It is a very good
line.
There's
a bit of Shakespeare going on there. Right.
Nature.
I know I've said this many times and I will again. Here goes. Nature. What's all that about? I think there should be a subtitle for Mind
Trench. What's all that about?
Right. This might be of interest to anyone who grows plants indoors, right?
Okay.
Now, the lima bean plant, which is like a butter bean, never eaten it.
Oh, yeah. I know. I've seen them in a can. They're not the ones I'd go for. They're not, you know, your classic kidney bean situation.
Okay.
But, yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, anyway, it produces chemicals which it releases if it gets an infestation of spider mites.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah. Which attracts photocilid mites that are predators of the spider mite, right? That in itself blows my mind.
So it knows when it's being attacked. It lets out of the sting and then it gets the allies to come in.
The amount of chemicals it releases is determined by how many mites are on each leaf.
Whoa.
That is a clever bean.
What's all that about, nature?
But why? But I was thinking that's really, really brilliant. But why don't all plants do that? Why just the lima bean?
Well, other plants must have defense mechanisms and stuff. It's like, you know, roses having thorns to protect the, you know, buds from being eaten and things like that. It is kind of crazy, though, how nature sort of invents these ways of defending itself.
It just blew my mind.
Crazy.
Blows my mind.
Shout out to the lima bean.
Yeah. Oh, just dropped my pen. Right, now I've got a few things here. An 18th century remedy for headaches.
I asked you before, does it involve bloodletting? Because a lot of 18th century stuff tended to.
No.
Glad to hear it doesn't.
You've got to comb your hair upwards, stroking it with nutmeg and vinegar.
Oh.
That was the reaction, but that was synchronized. Oh.
I was just trying to. I had this vision of someone with like an Astro Boy kind of cowlick at the front of their head from nutmeg and vinegar trying to cure some sort of a headache.
I just wonder they must have tried so many different things before they got that combination.
What if it was just that they'd had a glass of water, you know, not that long before, and not realized that actually it was probably the glass of water that helped them and not the nutmeg and vinegar?
Yeah. Don't ruin the magic.
Okay,
that would smell terrible, surely.
Maybe that was the whole point.
You
smelt better because 18th century, I don't think they used to.
I don't think anybody smelt that
often,
well.
So.
No.
Right, I've got a slang word here. Tunklehead is slang in Maine for an idiot.
Ah, nice.
So
in Maine.
Let's not use idiot anymore.
Tunklehead.
Tunklehead Trump.
Tunklehead Trump. There we go.
So there you go. I actually said this one. The tasleek is a Saudi word meaning to nod along and pretend to care what the other person is saying.
Sorry, what is it again?
It's a tasleek.
A tasleek.
It's a Saudi word meaning to nod along and pretend to care what the other person is saying. I think we're all guilty of that.
We're
even
all guilty
here today.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Everybody is.
Yeah, Rob was teasing me about it before. That's all right. I mean, I always care what Rob has to say. Sometimes I can see him.
Yeah, but you're
nodding
and you do it without knowing now. Okay, now this blew my mind. It's another one. Chocolate milk is better for you than a sports drink after you've done a bit of a workout.
Oh, really?
Really?
Why is that?
Well, thank you for asking me that. After a survey of 1,500 people, it found out that chocolate milk is better than sports drink for boosting recovery after exercise. The results showed that not only did chocolate milk result in improved heart rates, it also improved lactic and acid levels, and it contains proteins, carbs, flavonoids, electrolytes, and vitamins.
Sorry, what was that? Flavonoids?
Yeah, I don't know. Flavonoids.
A real thing?
Flavonoids.
Flavonoids.
Electrolytes and vitamins. Plus, it tastes well nice.
It does taste well nice.
I put that last bit in there.
That one's the most technical piece of knowledge that we need.
It tastes well nice.
Tastes well nice.
Chocolate milk's good for you, and it's better than all that other stuff.
There you go, kids. Tell your parents that next
time. Yeah. But obviously, do it responsibly.
Rob Bollock said chocolate milk's good for me.
Yeah, no, it is.
I would like one.
Tastes well nice.
Anything else in the science world?
I can't believe how quickly I went through all that. Like, it took me 2 days to do that.
They're bloody good. And we've all been on holiday as well.
Yeah, I'm still on holiday.
What is time? You've picked us a song this morning, though.
Yes,
what have you gone for?
Yes, this is AJ Tracy with a song. called Ladbroke Grove.
And you said that this was a runner-up for your best song of the year.
If I hadn't have had Marmite, this would have been it.
Wahatta. AJ Tracy was your next best option. Yeah. You do love a good bit of grime.
And it's a bit of Tottenham grime as well, which is the best.
AJ Tracy live and direct. DJ mash up the deck. The microphone champ is live and direct. And again, it's the Hyperman set. AJ Tracy live and direct. DJ mash up the deck. The microphone champ is live and direct. Said bubble, vibes in that. Cruise like a four-wheel drive in that. Tech time, everything's live and that. I call AJT's on the mic and that. I said bubble, vibes in that. Cruise like a four-wheel drive in that. Tech time, everything's live and that. I call AJT's on the mic and that. Watch the sun now. Looks up. Had a little beef, but it's done now. Done. I just need a drink and a rub down. When my team's in a place, it's a shutdown. Down. I'm a ride on a wave to the sundown. Painting looking like a touchdown. Gorgeous. All my haters getting vexed, calm up now. Vex. I went up, then my kettle got bust down. Blow. Watch the sun now. Looks up. Had a little beef, but it's done now. Done. I just need a drink and a rub down. When my team's in a place, it's a shutdown. Down. I'm a ride on a wave to the sundown. Painting looking like a touchdown. Gorgeous. All my haters getting vexed, calm up now. Hey, I went up, then my kettle got bust down. Yo. It's the Hyperman set. AJ Tracy live and direct. DJ mash up the deck. The microphone champ is live and direct. And again, it's the Hyperman set. AJ Tracy live and direct. DJ mash up the deck. The microphone champ is live and direct. Said bubble, vibes in that. Cruise like a four-wheel drive in that. Tech time, everything's live in that. My car AJT's on the mic and that. I said bubble, vibes in that. Cruise like a four-wheel drive in that. Tech time, everything's live in that. My car AJT's on the mic and that. I'm a rock star. I get the yatty love like a pop star. And when I'm in my ends, I'm a block star. Wait, everybody run from the cop car. And I don't know about sober. I'm just a block boy sitting in a Rover. I got my friends and my fam on my shoulder. I've been cold, but my money got me colder. Said I'm a rock star. I get the yatty love like a pop star. And when I'm in my ends, I'm a block star. Wait, everybody run from the cop car. And I don't know about sober. I'm just a block boy sitting in a Rover. I got my friends and my fam on my shoulder. I've been cold, but my money got me colder.
That was AJ Tracy with Ladbroke Grove, picked by Rob. Thank you very much, Robert.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
All right,